Hey y'all, welcome back to episode 2 of The Love Game. The incredible cast is here. We're gonna see the date between Calypso and Sasha, and it's gonna be good and juicy. But before we do that, I just wanna get some other admin stuff out of the way here at the top of the show instead of at the end, where we'll hear all about what the fun, incredible cast members are doing. So, right now, you can catch Utopia pretty frequently. Here, we post on Mondays. Our content frequency is a little disheveled at the moment because of some summer stuff, allowing space at the studio for new shows like this one, and our limited resources. If you can and would like to give to support paying our creators, our cast members, supporting new shows, please, please do so. We're really trying to ramp things up over here. You can support us via our Ko-fi. That link is down in the description, down below, wherever you find the links, wherever you're listening. We also have another one-off adventure, a high-level D&D dragon hunting campaign called Dragon Dirge coming up very soon, as well as other fun things in the works. Now, without further ado, welcome to episode 2 of The Love Game. Two of The Love Game. We are here on a beautiful date with Calypso and Sasha Lynn Thomas. We find them in a cozy steakhouse, both seated at a table. I wonder what Sasha is thinking.
If that waiter is even one more second late, I'm gonna have to have a talk with somebody.
It's one thing to be for life.
The waiter approaches. I have waters
God,
for the table. Thank
though.
You so much for coming to Linwell's Steakhouse. We really appreciate the patronage. I have a wine list or can speak about the preferences, options we have, whatever you prefer.
I don't know much about wine, so if you have any preferences, Sasha...
Sasha puts a hand out for the wine list.
Hands it to you. I'll give you some time.
I'll take it. What's expensive on here?
There's like the most expensive wine is like a 1984 Pinot Noir from, I don't know, from Mars with beautiful starfish notes.
Okay. Sasha's perusing the wine list and looks across to Calypso and she says, "What would you like to eat tonight? Wine pairs well with food."
I'll probably try the steak since I know that's what they're kind of famous for at this place.
Sasha looks to the server and just says, "We'll need a moment."
Very well. I will leave you to it. And they walk away really quickly past a large person in like an all black suit sitting at the table by themselves behind you both. And they put waters down on that table and they give the person like a weird look as they realize that the person is just staring at the date. Specifically, looking around the room and then looking right back at the table.
Is that your assistant that you had mentioned?
No, not an assistant. Well, you could call him that. He's more of a security detail.
Oh. Have you ever been in danger?
Sometimes, yes.
Wonder what
the
Sasha
business I work in sometimes does not make for making a lot of friends.
I told them to be more discreet. They're not being discreet.
And I feel like I lock eyes with my bodyguard, and I just, like, I'm looking at him like, what are you doing?
He just, like, shrugs and, like, looks away, picks up the glass of water and takes a drink.
Inside your head, you hear, focus on the date. If you don't keep up appearances, she'll know something's wrong. How does she like her steak? Is she scared of blood?
We flash back to the table.
Did you have any questions about the wine? What pairs well with a steak?
Oh, Sasha, sorry, out of character. Sasha had asked you, how do you like your steak?
Oh, okay. I'm not really sure. I've tried it in a couple different ways, but I looked it up before we came to the restaurant, and most people suggested medium or medium rare, so I'll probably try medium the medium rare.
Of course, that's classic. It's classic. How about the one of these Bordeaux's? And I will turn the wine list over to you, and there's a couple of on the red wine list, some Bordeaux's, which are like European wines that are a blend of like two other red wines that pair really well with steak.
Let's try this one. I like cherry, so it says has notes of cherry in it.
Bet it does. And Sasha will just kind of like look around to see where the server went.
You don't see them anywhere. Not on the floor of the restaurant.
This is the second time. This is unacceptable.
How about an appetizer?
Oh, sure.
Anything look good?
Yeah. The crab rolls?
Ooh. That sounds delicious. They also had, and I point to like the daily specials menu, which is like printed out on a separate nice piece of paper. They have a crab rangoon dip with wonton chips that I saw that looked
I could be persuaded for sure.
So,
go ahead.
What kind of food do you eat where you're from?
A lot of seafood. A lot of people, I think, assume that I don't eat seafood, but like, what else is there to eat in the sea but seafood?
That's, yeah.
But I have been enjoying, just trying other things. I haven't had any like adverse reactions to anything, so I've just been trying new things that just sound good to me.
Are you a fan of sushi?
Very much so, yes.
Have you seen those places that the sushi comes around on a
on the
conveyor belt?
Yes, on the little plates. Oh, I want to go to that so badly. It looks like so much fun.
Perhaps a second date. Perhaps a little more casual than this.
Sure, yeah. Well, this one, you know, is paid for by the show, so why not go a little fancy? But yeah, I don't mind. I know you have this might be awkward to bring up, but I know you're a CEO and you probably have a lot of money, but I still do just enjoy going to, you know, casual hole-in-the-wall places and being a little low-key sometimes. Not that I don't enjoy the finer things in life, but I just, if we're going to keep dating, I just don't want you to expect that I expect any of that.
Of course. I want to do what is comfortable for you. And as someone who also enjoys food, sometimes the best food is balls that don't have any Michelin stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this point, the waiter comes back, tops off the water. Did you make a decision?
Yes. And I look to Calypso to see if she is going to order for herself or if she's looking for me to order for her.
I think she's definitely looking for you to order for them.
Okay. After a brief pause, Sasha says, for her, steak, medium rare. I will do the same, and we will start with appetizer of the Crab Rangoon special, and we will have this Bordeaux, and I point to it on the wine list.
Very well, thank you so much. And he grabs the menus, heads back, walks over to the guy behind the table again. It's kind of just become the rhythm of his route for the night to just work with both tables at the same time.
Is it busy here?
It's very busy. Sort of like a reservation only kind of a place.
I would love to know, I didn't really want to get into this on the show because it felt a little bit more personal. Obviously you heard me say that I chose you because I felt like you were the most ready for commitment and something long-term, and you felt the most settled. The only, like, kind of concern that I had was that you might not fully have time for a relationship. But obviously you might think differently, because why else would you be here? So do you have any thoughts on that?
What is Sasha thinking?
Tell her that, you know, you got goons, associates, friends that believe in your business and will help you anytime you need it so you can keep your hands clean. I mean, spend more time with her.
What's being busy really, right? Like, is it busy if you're both on the private plane? You might be in a call or a meeting, but you're all there. It's fine.
That is true, but I think what Calypso is looking for is someone who can spend a lot of quality time together, which of course I can make happen, but I'm afraid that I will come across as being too busy.
Well, it's not busy, you just need to know she's down with all aspects of the business. Can't rush into these things. This
now
is your first date.
How should I even go
That's
about
true.
Breaching that?
Well, I mean, she likes the ocean, right? And you like the ocean, especially when you're throwing somebody off the side of a boat. You get her new shoes, get that person some cement shoes, everybody's happy, right?
Find out if she's killed somebody.
And I think there's like a brief montage of, like, you know those scenes in movies where, like, they'll play out a prospective scenario where Sasha then, like, looks across to Calypso and goes, I have a question for you. Have you ever killed anybody?
Well, I'm a siren. What do you think?
And then the image dissolves back into my thoughts, and Sasha's like, oh, well, I suppose. And then I'll push my brain thoughts away. I hear your concern. Sasha says, and she takes a sip of her water. She says, well, as my company is expanding, we are hiring more and more people to take on leadership roles, and I have been training some of my subordinates, spending a lot of time making sure that when I take more breaks, as my assistant tells me I need to take more breaks, which I do believe she is right, as much as they push back. Breaks are important. Work-life balance is important, and something that I have let me the past couple years, something I'm trying to, you know, rein back in, especially if we were to continue dating. Yeah, I have a lot of capable people who could at least make sure the place doesn't burn down if I were to take a vacation.
Well, that's really good to know. I had another question too that I also just didn't want to ask you on live TV.
Of course, ask me anything.
You mentioned polyamory, which is great. Are you of the idea that I would meet any of your other partners? I know you said they were like short or like not serious, but did you want me to be involved in any way with any of your other romantic partners?
I think if the time comes, if you would like to meet other people and if they are open to meeting you, then I can of course facilitate that. Being in business, like half of my job is setting up meetings. I think it will depend on the person. Right now, I currently have two partners, both of which are very, very casual. I really only see them when I am in their city. And the relationships are more sexual in nature rather than romantic, which is why I'm seeking a romantic partnership. I've not had one in a while.
Understood. But yeah, in time, should it become a time thing where we're still together, I would like to at least know them, if not meet them, because we clearly live in different cities. But that is something that
what
I
about
welcome,
yourself?
And I don't have any current romantic partners. No, you know, little things here and there, nothing serious. And I'm on good terms with the ones that are still alive, I guess you could say. But yeah, no dalliances right now.
Sasha leans in, remembering the thoughts she was having, she takes that opening and she'll say, I have to ask, given that you are a siren, have you killed anybody?
Yeah. The first few were accidents. Puberty in sirens is very trepidatious, and things happen, unfortunately, when you are a siren that just happens to live close to humans. And those are really unfortunate circumstances. But then later in life, as you know, you meet people, you fall in love, you inevitably break up because you're young and you make a lot of mistakes. If you don't have a good grasp on your emotions, other mistakes can happen.
At this point, the waiter comes back, shows Sasha the bottle, waiting for like a nod of approval, covers the label, drapes the napkin on his arm, is pouring it. And as all of this is happening, what is Sasha thinking?
Okay.
I know that she said that she really likes, understated evenings in and doesn't like, you know, too much of a showy experience. But also, I think that you at Tiffany's, because this girl is knocking it out of the park. She gets accidents happen.
Okay. She's cool with murder, maybe. What about extortion? Oh, God, the money laundering.
Also, it's cool that she wants, like, meet our partners, but she can never Mona.
That's why I had to cut things off with her.
She's too much, even for us.
The real test will be if she could handle our actual assistant.
Yeah, so that was true.
Venus is a lot.
One assistant time to time. Yeah, well. I mean, she calls sailors to their deaths, so maybe she can be part of us. Can you imagine? If you're on us, just wipe people out. Our mind is getting away from us right now a little bit. You need to focus on the date, but I mean, you know, it could be.
Crab Rangoon Dip slides across the table.
And I will offer the appetizer to my date first.
Thanks. She'll try it. And she's like clearly trying to be cute about it, but she loves seafood and she kind of just like pushes the whole chip into her mouth and is just...
Is it not hot?
Oh, I don't have the same kinds of like heat receptors. So it probably is, but it's really
Sasha
good.
Sasha will dip a chip and will like bring it close to my face just to see if it is hot, and it's probably really, really hot. And I'll just like wave the chip around in the air for it to cool. And I make eye contact with my bodyguard again. What's he doing?
He's like mouth deep into a cheeseburger.
Of course.
At a steakhouse.
I didn't tell him he could be eating. Why is he eating? He's not watching the door. Anyone could be coming in.
I mean, I guess he's trying to blend in, but I mean, a fucking cheeseburger.
Could have had fries, a Coke, anything.
Sasha pulls out her phone and will just text the bodyguard from my phone. probably some strong words. And will turn my attention back to Calypso and say,
as you put the phone back in your pocket, you hear a from the table behind you. It pulls his phone out.
And Sasha will say, so you must like singing then.
Yeah. Kind of in a way that, you know, people usually enjoy breathing. it's like, it's a necessity. It's something that I used to like not be able to control. It's something that a lot of sirens have to learn how to control. So I tend not to sing a lot in public, like for fun, but when I'm in a safe spot and I feel emotionally regulated, I might let out a little tune, knowing that I'm not gonna hurt anyone or, you know, draw any unwanted attention. But I do enjoy it. I know I have a naturally gifted voice, but probably won't find me doing any karaoke.
No karaoke bar in your future, then.
If it's like a private one, maybe, but not with a huge crowd.
I can arrange that, no problem.
Sure. Yeah. That did actually happen one time. You know, I wanted to go to a human college, and so I did, and I studied marine biology, obviously, and I went out with some friends. My freshman year, I was 19, and we went to a karaoke bar, huge crowd, lots of people our age. I sang like an ABBA song or something like that, and before I was done with like the first half of the song, there were like 20 people just at the front clawing to like get up to the stairs near me, and it was really embarrassing, but no one got hurt. But yeah, I probably won't do that again.
Understandable. I finally try a chip.
This is good.
Really,
yeah.
Really good.
I'm glad. Is this the type of place that you would usually want to like go to? I chose it because I thought you might like it.
I do love a steak. I'm used to more quiet dining experiences though, and typically I don't want to sound pompous or anything like that, but I typically try to get a private room reserved, or I employ a chef at my various houses around the country who will cook for me, and so I can eat at home instead of out here.
Does that have anything to do with the security that you have? I don't know if you wanted to talk more about that. I mean, I don't feel unsafe, but is that something you've experienced before? Like having, I don't know, enemies or people who would rather you not be a CEO anymore?
What is Sasha thinking?
Right, CEO, we're CEO.
Dream golf.
It is cute. People think they could hurt me. It gets me every time.
Do I tell her? Or is that a second date kind of thing?
I mean,
maybe you ask if she's open to being taken care of?
That's...
Is she okay with the ins and outs of your business? Yeah. Like, we're cool with what we do. She gets it. But maybe we're not too honest. That doctor was too honest, and we saw what happened to her.
Maybe I should reach out to that doctor and employ their services.
I mean, couldn't hurt. They,
not a deal.
We need some cleaning up. I mean, blood on the shirt. Unprofessional. But
amateur.
Well, amateur. I mean, you wouldn't be seen with them in public. Just be on the payroll.
True. Thank you, inner thoughts.
The plates of food are brought out.
Continue.
Is the steak good? Did they make it good?
They made it perfectly as asked.
Amazing. And Sasha will just cut into the steak to like check the temperature of it. And when it's to his satisfaction, they look across at Calypso and say, "You should try the steak and a little bit of wine to wash it down, because they pair very well together. That's why I picked this specific wine."
Okay. And she does exactly that. I have never experienced a flavor combination like that before. It's really good. So there's like a specific kind of wine for every kind of food?
not specific wine for specific food, more so flavor profiles and pairings that suit each other and complement each other very well.
That's so interesting. I wonder if there's like a science behind that.
I think there is. I haven't studied it myself, but I know enough about wine. At least to pick suitable options when I go out. Mm-hmm. What about yourself? Are you someone who... I know you said that you are... you wanted me to know that you don't always expect fine dining on every single date. Money is no object to me. And if there's anything that you want, I will do everything in my power to get it for you or to make it happen. But sometimes people are intimidated or put off by that. Are you?
I thought I would be. And I guess, to be honest, I haven't fully experienced it yet. But I don't know. I don't think so. I think there's a difference between people who use money as a part of their life and their personality, and there's another kind of person who supplements with money. You said that you also can have really fantastic meals at non-Michelin star restaurants, little hole-in-the-wall local places. And I don't know, that was just an indication to me that it's not about the showiness of it. You just like the best that life can offer. And that's what I like too.
Of course. I like experiencing all of what there is out there. And I detest people who flaunt wealth in the way that some people do. It's tacky, in my opinion.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't know if you fully answered my question from before.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
It was kind of surrounding the, you know, your security and why you like to be alone a lot. Whether, you know, you have enemies or just people that you're trying to stay away from, maybe? Because I'll be honest, like, I read and I watch movies, and I'm sorry if this sounds super naive, but I see the bodyguard and I see the way that you hold yourself and I see the way that you're positioned to be able to see the majority of the restaurant and the front entrance. And I don't know, that kind of gives me a certain inclination about things that, again, don't scare me. I just want to know about them.
What are your assumptions?
That there's more to you than meets the eye?
Isn't there for anyone?
You would like to think so. But with most people, what you see is what you get.
Well, I suppose I can say then that is not the case for me. And perhaps in a place that is not as public as this, I would be happy to tell you more.
Okay. Sounds like a second date, then.
I checked the time. What time is it?
It's close to, you know, a normal date ending time. It's probably like, you know, a dinner date maybe started at like 7. It's probably like 8:30-ish. Maybe a little earlier. And at this point, you watch as your bodyguard sort of like shoots up out of the chair and looking towards the front door and starts to like inconspicuously but determinedly walk towards the sort of like waiting area.
Don't let this be you.
Front entrance.
Do I know what this means? Do I, or...
It means he was alerted of something. Someone that maybe needs to go away. The front of the building.
I will pull out of my pocket a hotel key. And I will also pull out of my jacket pocket like a Sharpie. But the Sharpie is like a deep red color. It's not a standard black Sharpie. And I will write my room number on that.
And as you're doing this, what are you thinking?
Just visually in my brain, we're all going, like, we're all just... Thanks.
Well, if he's getting up to go to the door, we have at least 5 to 6 minutes for somebody comes in or noise starts happening. We can head out the back. There's the servant's entrance. Well, there's the VIP lounge I could go to and leave through there, upstairs. Maybe 4 minutes. Clearly he's not on his A1 tonight. A cheeseburger. Can't fucking believe that's a cheeseburger. If he makes it through tonight, we will be having a very, very strict debriefing session.
I check my phone again, and then in my brain, I think my car is out back and I can easily get out. I hope that picks me up on this.
As we continue, you've finished writing the room number on the card.
And I will slide it across the table. I check my watch again in a way that is really subtle. It's not like, oh, I'm so bored. It's literally just I'm looking at the time. And I slide the card over to you, and the logo on the card has a very fancy hotel in the city, and the address of that hotel, and I've written my room number, slide it across the table to you, and Sasha says, I'm afraid something has come up, but I will be here for the next couple days because I have some business contacts in town as well, and I have some, well, business to take care of, but... If you'd like to come see me even later tonight, I'll be here.
Okay. Anything I can help with?
Oh, there's something Maybe. You can help.
Sasha will reach out for your hand.
Good night.
Sasha reaches for your hand, and I will bring your hand to my lips, and I kiss your knuckles, and I say, this was lovely. I'm very glad that I met you, and I hope to see you again.
I'm not a psychic. That's not one of the powers I possess, but I do think we'll see each other again very soon.
And I will go in for a cheek kiss.
I'll allow it.
So I go in for the cheek kiss, and I linger by, and Sasha will say, tonight, maybe, I'll be looking for you. And with that, Sasha takes her jacket from the back of the chair, and I will very confidently but a little bit briskly will walk out of the restaurant, and Calypso, you can see that I noticeably don't exit out the front. I am leaving. It looks like I'm walking towards the bathrooms, but what Sasha's actually doing is probably cutting through the kitchen and leaving out the service entrance.
The camera, like, you can tell it's, like, being held by someone walking at this point as they follow you through the back of the restaurant. They're just yelling, Sasha, how do you think that went? How do you think it went?
And I put my hand up and I say, no comment. And there's like a nondescript but very fancy black car waiting out the back. And it's one of those really, really nice cars that CEOs get driven around in. And the only thing different, I think, about it is that when I get in, there is another big person, maybe a very broad-shouldered woman who has like a literal gun that's just out. And we will drive away.
Cut to Calypso seated alone at the table. It takes about 3 minutes after Sasha gets up in here from the front entrance. I know she's here! Let me through! And someone's like, sir, we are so sorry, but you are going to have to leave. And there's sort of like a ruckus happening. While that's going on, the waiter comes up. Any desserts? Can I get you anything else?
No, I actually think I'm going to have dessert later, but I... I'm going to go now, if that's okay. I think the bill's already taken care of.
It's all taken for. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything. Everything was spectacular, and probably come back again soon. And then Calypso will get up and she will gather her things kind of quickly, but not like in a rush. And she'll go outside, hopefully to where the person who had tried to come into the restaurant is. Mm-hmm. And she'll try to find whoever that man was, mm-hmm. and just have a little sing song at him.
Yes!
Oh, and as you walk away from the table, I forgot to say this, but Sasha had left like three $100 bills on the table for tip.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't take them. It's fine.
Incredible. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this. Thank you, everyone, for listening or watching. Wherever you're consuming this media, we appreciate you. That is the end of the Love Game. But before we go, let's do some outros. Cass, please introduce yourselves. Tell people where they can find you online. And if you're up to anything else currently, what they can see you doing or out and about in the world. That made no sense, but you know what I'm saying. Austin, you're first on my screen, so we'll start with you.
I'm Austin. I'm not Penelope anymore. Penelope didn't get a date. loser.
You will.
my pronouns are he, they, she. I'm not a loser. You can find me here. Want to be found on the internet at Sailor Austin. That's at Sailor Austin. You can find me weekly right now on Mondays on Bad House RPG on our show Feast or Famine. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me weekly on my podcast, Secret History of the Nerd Mysteries. That's Secret History of the Nerd Mysteries over on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. Our most recent episode as of this recording is on how Darkwing Duck got greenlit. No, we don't talk about the show Bible that got leaked. We recorded 6 hours before that happened. I'm still upset about it.
Oh no.
Oh,
I like saw damn. The I like someone texted to me like, look at what just got leaked, and I'm like, this is like some sort of cosmic control. Like I don't think Zeus is real, but if he was, this is his doing, because I hate that man and I dog on him every day, and this is some shit he would do to me. Anyway, that's me. So Sailor Scott Austin, Secret History of Nerd Mysteries. I'll post about things I do in those two places. Bad House RPG. I was Penelope.
Maximum fun.
You were Penelope.
You were Penelope. I love Penelope.
I do.
All right, next, Christiana.
Hello, I'm Christiana, or Chris. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the socials at Carpe Christi. I play Calypso, who is just so interesting to me. I honestly think Penelope and Dr. Rebecca would make a good couple. Like, I think Penelope has that sturdiness.
So true.
I'm sorry, yeah. Are you sending this turbo to have her limbs removed because she won't know she's agreeing to? Do you want to be Inspector Gadget? Listen, I mean, I guess.
You'll be so happy with the results.
Yeah, you'd be even stronger.
Lots of physical therapies. Keep your skin supple.
Not doing too much at the moment that I can announce, but on May 22nd, you should go, like, I don't know, maybe to your local gaming store and buy the new source book from Pathfinder that's coming out, because my name's in it. That's so weird. It's so
weird. 22nd. Source book.
Oh, is that you typing? That's, that's so funny.
That's great. So yeah, this is a project that has been in the works for a couple years now, and I'm just so excited. That's the first project TTRPG writing project I ever worked on. And it's called Howl of the Wild, and it's really, really cool. It's mostly a narrative book that tells the story of a naturalist who gets an airship and travels all around the world. And I got to write, I got to design the airship, basically, and it was really awesome. And I write a cool story about some cool monsters that are in there. And yeah, other than that, coming in July, you can also find Austin and I in a revamp of our show Siren Song. We are working on it now, and it's gonna be really fucking cool, you guys. Like, it's gonna be, it's really awesome. We're gonna have music, and we've been doing so much background work on our characters. There's just so much love going into this, and we're telling very deep stories, so definitely check triggers beforehand. But I would love for a lot of people to see that. And yeah,
that show is one of the OGs, by the way, y'all. Like, y'all gotta go watch that.
I forgot that.
It's an all black cast, and it's pretty phenomenal.
Right. Time is soup. Okay, time is soup.
Real. Time is soup. Jay, you're next on my screen.
Me. Hi, everyone. My name is Nalar J. My pronouns are they, them. I have been Sasha Lynn Thomas, who use she, any pronouns. I am on Twitter at Nalawu and everywhere else at Nala Draws. I am an art director and illustrator. I work full time in the TTRPG space. Besides art, I also voice acting, sensitivity consulting, and actual play stream performance. If you want more Girl Boss, you should watch Itaewon by Night. We have 2 seasons out. We are the first and only all-Asian cast to play Vampire the Masquerade on stream. I play Viridian Song, who is also a CEO and also maybe does crime. There's a lot of similarities there, you know. It's fine. And if you want someone who is definitely not that, you should watch Last of Eden's Vices, which is currently coming out over on Goblets and Gaze. I play a sad, pathetic, wet cat of a vampire named Erlyn, who didn't even want to be a vampire in the first place and is very, very, very frustrated that Z got turned in the midst of Zier transition on hormones, and it will now forever be stuck with shitty T-boy swag facial hair. So that's, you know, kinds of characters. But that's me. As far as, like, projects I'm doing, I have a lot of really, really exciting stuff coming in the works. Something actually with Chris and Austin, which I don't know if we can talk about yet, but keep an eye out on the socials for that one. The news will probably be out by the time this comes out, which is fun to say, but I guess you all may be hearing it first. I don't know, but I am now the art director at Hunters Entertainment, so that's fun as well. So yay, new job arc. So that's exciting. And I'm working on some very fun projects with them, for that. So with Austin. We're just all connected at the hip, I think.
Everybody's fucking...
You're everywhere, and we love you for it.
That's the end of
yeah, what were you? What were you gonna say, Austin? What were you gonna say?
Everybody's.
Okay.
Everyone's yes. assistance. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. But that's me. Follow me on the socials. I do TikTok and Blue Sky, maybe kind of Instagram. I recently got my parents and grandparents to do the weenus dance, so that video is kind of taking off, which is really funny for me. But yeah, that's me. Who's next?
I jumped the gun, but Candace!
Woohoo!
Hello, I have been Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent on Twitter and Blue Sky. Candace the Magnificent, pretty much everywhere else. I teach RPG performer and voice writer. You can streaming sometime to a channel. You can hear me in podcasts Otherworld Hollywood, Bloom and Blight, as well as the upcoming frequencies. By the time this is out, we'll probably have a teaser. That's with the Atomless folks. And you can also see me on Chaotic Wholesome all of June. I'm doing a takeover of that channel too for Juneteenth, as well as 4 to 5 tables for Pride. And yeah, if you want to know more about the stuff I do, check me out online.
Hell yeah.
Street Wolves.
No, I've been...
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
There was a lag. There was a skip. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I've been Sierra, a.k.a. Mystic, founder and owner and creative director of Autumn Studio. Y'all know me, hopefully. If not, you can find me on the internet. Question mark? I kind of hate social media right now. Maybe don't look there. But I'm here every week, multiple weeks. You can join our Discord, post some stuff in there. And we've got some really fun stuff cooking up for Autumn Moon Studio. This is not the first one-off adventure we'll be publishing this summer. And lots of other projects, casting and in the works. I am a producer for Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast. So my name will be next yours, and I'm so fucking stoked for that. I am going to go buy that book as soon as it comes out. Thank you so much for watching, hanging out. It's been fantastic. We'll see you again next time. Bye.